KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, we've got high school volleyball action from around the area last night for you. In Hawkeye 10 Conference volleyball play last night, it was Glenwood downing Atlantic 3-0, 25-23, 25-21, and 25-12 were the game scores. Also, Denison downing Shenandoah 3-1. It was Clarinda topping Creston 3-1. Kemper Catholic a 3-1 winner over Red Oak. And St. Albert downed Abraham Lincoln also 3-1 last night. In the Western Iowa Conference action, Riverside beat Bedford 2-0 as part of a three-team matchup that last night. Essex won the other two ends of that, winning over Bedford 2-0 and defeating Riverside 2-0. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard defeating Arweva. That went the distance, 3-2, the final there. Corner Conference action saw Sydney beat Fremont Mills 3-0. East Mills over Southwest Valley 3-0. East Atchison, Kansas defeating South Page 3-0. Also in Pride of Iowa Conference play last night, it was East Union over Wayne 3-0. Lennox defeating Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-1. And also Southeast Warren topping Nottoway Valley 3-1 in volleyball play last night. Well, the Atlantic Trojan football team travels to Shenandoah tonight to take on the Mustangs with an eye on a 2-0 start to the season. They welcome new head coach Mike McDermott with a thrilling 16-14 home win in week one over Clarinda last week. The winning margin thanks to a field goal with under a minute to play in the game. Coach McDermott said it was nice to get that opening win, and he was proud of the way the Trojans played, especially their attention to details. Now, the Shenandoah Mustangs suffered an overtime loss last week to AHSTW 13-6 in their week one matchup, and their head coach Brian Diekman said his team is hungry for a win.
I expect them to be much improved, obviously. They have new coaches, a few new players, some new schemes, and they experienced success, and we're still awfully hungry and looking to get our first win.
Shenandoah beat the Trojans at home last year, 55-19, behind star quarterback Jake Johnson, who racked up 181 rushing yards, 96 passing yards, and accounted for 3 touchdowns in that win. Coach Diekman knows that Johnson was a big player to replace, but he likes what he's seen so far from Jordan Miller.
There are some new people in new spots, but they're familiar kids. They're good leaders. Jordan Miller, week one, he's our quarterback. Has been a starter in our backfield, and he's always been the first one to practice and the last one to leave with Jake Johnson the last 2 years. So he's playing a new position, and I just really feel confident in his ability to make plays and lead our football team.
Well, the Trojans will be looking to slow down the Shenandoah ground game, and Coach McDermott knows their option attack presents a challenge for his defense.
Well, they run the option offense, and that's the great equalizer in football. So we are, it could get scary. They've got a nice quarterback, a real nice fullback, and their offensive line gets off the football. So we're going to have our hands full as far as defensively. So I think our defense is up to the challenge, but that's something that I challenged them last night is, are you going to do your job? Are you going to be disciplined? And we've worked on that this week.
Coach McDermott thinks the Trojan offense will improve as the season moves along, but doesn't need them to rack up big numbers if they play sound football. He says the task this week will be getting in front of the Mustang linebackers.
Offensively, what scares me is their two middle linebackers. I think they had a tremendous game last week. They led the team in tackles. I think they almost led Southwest Iowa in tackles. So those two middle linebackers, we're going to have to control or we're going to have a long night.
McDermott says he's excited to see how his team reacts to their first road trip of the year.
When you go on the road, there's going to be some adversity. And, how do we react to that? That's going to be a big part of this game.
We'll have coverage of the Trojans and Mustangs tonight here on KJAN. Tune in to hear more from Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview this afternoon. That's at 4:45. And you can catch our Pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win? That's at 6 o'clock tonight, followed by the Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show at 6:30. Kickoff in Shenandoah, set for 7 o'clock tonight. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have all the action for you here on KJAN. You can catch it at AM 1220, FM 101.1, online, as well as on the KJAN mobile app. You can listen to the audio online at KJAN.com, and we'll have streaming video of the game as well on KJAN's TV page online. Also in Class 3A, tonight in District 7 play. Ballard is at 8 a.m. Carroll hosting Bishop Heelan Catholic. Glenwood is home to Thomas Jefferson. Creston visits Clarinda. Denison is at East Sac County. Green County visits Harlan. Winterset is at Norwalk. Also tonight in high school football and 2A play, Kemper Catholic is at St. Albert. Red Oak is at Trainer. IKM Manning plays at South Central Calhoun. Southeast Valley is at Bishop Garrigan. Underwood at Logan Magnolia. In 1A play tonight, Missouri Valley is at Maple Valley. Des Moines Christian at ACGC. OABCIG is at Ridgeview. Tri-Center goes to Riverside. Lawton Bronson is at AHSTW. Class A play tonight, Mount Air is at Southwest Valley. Martinsdale St. Mary's plays at Grandview Christian. Griswold hosting West Monona. Nottoway Valley is home to I-35. Southeast Warren plays at Cardinal of Eldon. Madrid is at Earlham. In eight-man football tonight, East Union is at East Mills. Exira EHK plays on the road at Bedford. Lamoni is at Seymour. Lennox at Essex. Melcher Dallas is at Murray. Mormon Trail at Clarinda Academy. Stanton at Fremont Mills. Wayne is at Moravia. Cam plays on the road at Audubon tonight. Sydney is at West Harrison. Siouxland Christian plays at Woodbine. Stanton is at Fremont Mills. Clay Central Everly is at Arweva. Coon Rapids Bayard is at home against Colonesco. Harris Lake Park plays at River Valley. Bowyer Valley is home to Kingsley Pearson. Glen Ralston will host Newell Fonda. And Remsen St. Mary's goes to Charter Oak Ute tonight in high school football. The Iowa State Cyclones hope to make Matt Campbell a winner in his ISU debut as head coach. The Cyclones host Northern Iowa in their season opener, and that comes up tomorrow night.
You know, every season, you know, there's always something to prove. You know, we have a lot of pride here at Iowa State, and, you know, we're due for a good season. We want to have a great season, you know, and we just got to take one game at a time and just, you know, reach our full potential.
That's Iowa State middle linebacker Kane Seeley, who says, as a native of Perry, he knows the Panthers will be ready to play.
UNI is a great team. You know, they're great every year. I mean, you know, you look at their records in the past and what they've done in the past, and they've had great success there. Coach Farley does a great job with them, you know, recruiting those in-state guys. And, yeah, they're a great team, and they're going to be ready to play.
Seeley says the Panthers will come to Ames with something to prove.
They know, you know, going to, you know, UNI, that, you know, this is a big game for the entire state, you know, Iowa State, and they want to come in and, you know, make a point, make a statement, that, you know, they're a great team.
Panthers and the Cyclones tomorrow night in Ames. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Well, the Tennessee Volunteers opened their football schedule last night, and they almost ended their national championship hopes in the process. The 9th-ranked Volunteers were down 10 at halftime before they pulled out a 20-13 overtime victory over Appalachian State. Jalen Hurd put Tennessee ahead for good by recovering quarterback Joshua Dobbs' overtime fumble in the end zone before the Volunteers stopped Appalachian State on downs. The Vols tied it on Dobbs' 67-yard touchdown pass to Josh Malone with 10.5 left in regulation. The Mountaineers almost won it in regulation, but Michael Rubino was wide right on a 42-yard field goal attempt with 5:24 left in the fourth quarter after missing an extra point earlier in the game. App State was playing 9 years to the day of its stunning victory over number 5 Michigan in one of the greatest upsets in college football history. Also last night, number 19 Louisville had little trouble in the other top 25 game as Lamar Jackson accounted for a school record 8 touchdowns and 405 offensive yards by halftime in the Cardinals' 70-14 romp over Charlotte last night. Indiana has suspended 6 football players for tonight's season opener at Florida International. Presumed starting wide receiver Simi Cobbs Jr., safety Chase Dutra, and defensive tackle Ralph Green III are serving 1-game suspensions for what the team said was not living up to their responsibilities to the program at different times since the 2015 season ended. Defensive back Noel Padmore and Jake Attar are missing the game as well, punished for the same reason. Also, the Hoosiers said defensive back Wesley Green has been suspended indefinitely. Penn State's athletic department is planning to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Joe Paterno's first game as head coach. It's a move that sparked backlash on social networks by people critical of Paterno's role in the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The university announced plans to mark the anniversary when the Nittany Lions football team hosts Temple on September 17th. University spokesman Jeff Nelson told the Associated Press that Penn State plans to announce specifics of the commemoration to ticket holders during the week of the game. He declined any further comment. Rookie quarterback Joe Callahan capped a strong preseason by throwing for 143 yards and a touchdown as the Green Bay Packers lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 17-7 in their preseason finale last night. Callahan played almost the entire way in a game featuring second and third teamers on both sides. The product of Division III Wesley College has been trying to earn the number three job behind Aaron Rodgers and Brett Hundley, who has been sidelined by an ankle injury this preseason. After the Chiefs' third straight three and out in the first quarter, Dustin Colquitt's punt was blocked by Green Bay wide receiver Ty Montgomery. The Packers only needed two plays for Callahan to hit tight end Jared Cook for the game's opening touchdown. Kansas City running back Nile Davis, who could be traded by the weekend, ran 15 times for 58 yards and a touchdown. The former third-round draft pick also caught a pass out of the backfield. Darren Reeves also had 63 rushing yards and a touchdown for Kansas City. In baseball, the Chicago Cubs have extended their winning streak, padded their lead in the National League Central, and reduced what remains the smallest magic number in the majors. Addison Russell hit a go-ahead two-run single with two out in the bottom of the seventh to lift the Cubs to their fourth straight victory, 5-4 against San Francisco. The Cubs improved to a major league leading 86-47, and they're 15.5 games ahead of the second-place Cardinals of the National League Central. They cut their magic number down to 15. New York Mets took a step back as they try to claim a National League playoff berth. Christian Yelich belted a three-run homer and had four RBIs as the Marlins beat the Mets 6-4. Also in baseball, Minnesota's 13-game losing streak is over after Byron Buxton slammed a three-run homer and Trevor Plouffe added a two-run blast in an 8-5 Twins win against the White Sox. Also, Atlanta beat San Diego 9-6. And NASCAR has postponed all track activities scheduled for tomorrow and canceled Saturday's qualifying for its Sprint Cup and Xfinity races at Darlington Raceway. That decision comes amid anticipation of Hermine bringing inclement weather to the South Carolina track. Instead of qualifying times, both series will line up the field based on points in the standings. That means Kevin Harvick will start from the pole position along with Brad Keselowski and in front of defending Darlington champion Carl Edwards, Kurt Busch, and Joey Logano. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.